Most cost cutting in AI comes with a catch. Switch to a cheaper model and you might lose quality. Turn down effort and you risk a worse answer on a hard task. There's judgment involved, trade-offs to weigh. Prompt caching has no catch. It's a discount of roughly 90% on repeated input that changes nothing about the output, same model, same answer, a fraction of the bill. And most builders never turn it on, because it's a setting on a pricing page nobody reads rather than a button in the chat window. This is the closest thing to free money in the whole token economy. Let's collect it. The evergreen idea, you keep paying for the same tokens. Here's what actually happens on a coding session. Every turn, the model needs context, your system prompt, the files it's working on, the docs, the conversation so far. That context gets resent on every single call. Ask 10 follow-up questions about the same file and you've sent that file 10 times and paid for it 10 times. On most real calls, input dwarfs output. You might send 50,000 tokens of context to get back 500 tokens of code. So your bill is dominated not by what the model writes, but by the same context you keep refeeding it. Prompt caching breaks that loop. The provider stores the stable prefix of your request, the part that doesn't change between calls, and on the next call, instead of charging full price to reread it, charges roughly a tenth. The first call writes the cache at normal price, or slightly above, every call after it reads it at a deep discount. Reuse the same context across a session and the savings compound fast. The mental model, stable context is an asset you pay to store once, not a cost you pay to resend every time. Figure class equals T infographic. SVG view box equals 00760260, role equals IMG, Aria label by equals, cache title inline, XML NS equals style equals width 100%, height auto, font family, main rope, system UI, sans serif. Title ID equals cache title inline, cost of 5 repeated calls with the same context, with and without prompt caching / title. Style. Dot C full, fill, current color, fill opacity 0.85. .c cache, fill, current color, fill opacity, 0.3. .clbl, font size, 13px, font weight, 600, fill, current color. .cvel, font size, 13px, font weight, 700, fill, current color. .ccap, font size, 11px, fill, current color, opacity, 0.7. / style. gtransform equals, translate, 3024. Text class equals CLBL, X equals 0, Y equals 0, without caching, full input every call / text. Rec class equals C full, X equals 0, Y equals 12, width equals 90, height equals 30, /. Rec class equals C full, X equals 96, Y equals 12, width equals 90, height equals 30, /. Rec class equals C full, X equals 192, Y equals 12, width equals 90, height equals 30, /. Rec class equals C full, X equals 288, Y equals 12, width equals 90, height equals 30, /. Rec class equals C full, X equals 384, Y equals 12, width equals 90, height equals 30, /. Text class equals CVEL, X equals 486, Y equals 33, equals 5.0 units, / text. Text class equals CLBL, X equals 0, Y equals 86 with caching, full once, then 10%, / text. Rec class equals C full, X equals 0, Y equals 98, width equals 90, height equals 30, /. Rec class equals C cache, X equals 96, Y equals 98, width equals 9, height equals 30, /. Rec class equals C cache, X equals 111, Y equals 98, width equals 9, height equals 30, /. Rec class equals C cache, X equals 126, Y equals 98, width equals 9, height equals 30, /. Rec class equals C cache, X equals 141, Y equals 98, width equals 9, height equals 30, /. Text class equals CVEL, X equals 486, Y equals 119, equals 1.4 units, / text. Text class equals CCAP, X equals 0, Y equals 168, illustrative, input heavy calls that reuse a stable prefix, system prompt, repo, docs, dot, /text. Text class equals CCAP, x equals 0, y equals 186, cached input reads per roughly minus 90% on the majors. Batch API takes another dash 50% dot slash text. Text class equals CCAP, x equals 0, y equals 204, OpenAI note, cache writes 1.25 extended input, 30 min cache life. Keep the prefix table, slash text, slash G, slash SVG, slash figure. The current state, as of July 19, 2026. Caching is now standard across the majors and most challengers. The exact terms differ, so confirm against current docs before you build around them. As of July 19, 2026. Claude, Fable 5, Opus 4.8, Sonnet 5, Haiku 4.5 cached input reads per roughly minus 90%. Combined with the batch API, minus 50% on non-interactive jobs, input-heavy workloads get dramatically cheaper. OpenAI GPT 5.6, Sol/Terra/Luna cached input reads minus 90%, but cache writes cost about 1.25 times standard input, and the cache lives 30 minutes. So caching pays off when you reuse a prefix soon and often, a one-off call gets no benefit and a small write penalty. Challenges, Kimi's context caching drops repeated input to roughly 10 to 16 cents slash 1M, from $3 uncached, GLM lists cached input as low as 3 to 26 cents depending on model, DeepSeek is already so cheap that caching is a bonus rather than a necessity. Because caching acts on input, and input dominates most calls, it is usually the single biggest lever on a raw token bill, bigger than switching one model tier down. Why builders miss it? Two reasons. First, it's invisible, nothing in a chat UI says, you just resend 50k tokens. The waste doesn't show up until the invoice does. Second, it takes a little structure, caching only works on a stable prefix, so if you shuffle your context every call, reordering files, editing the system prompt, injecting a fresh timestamp near the top, the cache never gets a hit. The discount is real but it rewards discipline, put the unchanging stuff first and leave it alone. That's the difference between builders who see caching working and those who swear it does nothing. It's not the feature, it's whether their prompt is shaped to let the cache catch. The playbook. Put stable content first, volatile content last. System prompt, repo files, reference docs at the top, cacheable, the specific question at the bottom. Never inject a changing value, timestamp, random ID into the cacheable prefix. Reuse within the cache window. On OpenAI especially, the 30-minute life means bursts of related calls cache well, sporadic one-offs don't. Batch your related work together in time. Batch anything non-interactive. Overnight refactors, bulk transforms, test generation, the batch API is minus 50% stacks on top of caching. Mind the write penalty. A prefix you cache but only call once costs slightly more, not less, the 1.25 times write. Cache things you'll reuse, not everything. Measure input versus output. If your calls are input heavy, most coding is, caching is your top priority. If they're output heavy, long generation, model, and effort choice matter more. Recheck the terms. Discount rates, write costs, and cache lifetimes get retuned, confirm current numbers before relying on them. The cooler take. Caching is filed under neat optimization, a tip you apply after the real work. We think that's exactly the wrong frame. The lesson caching teaches isn't, toggle this setting, it's that you should be paying for context once and reusing it everywhere in your stack, not just in the API. Follow that idea past the pricing page and it changes how you build. The most expensive thing in most AI workflows isn't the model, it's rederiving the same context over and over, rereading the same documents, re-explaining the same rules, re-answering the same customer question. Caching is that principle applied to one API call. The bigger win for a South African business is applying it to the whole operation, build systems where knowledge is captured once and served cheaply forever, a cached answer, a stored result, a workflow that doesn't recompute what it already knows. That's applied AI as leverage. The API discount is the demo, designing your business so it never pays twice for the same thinking is the product. Where this is heading. Getting caching right by hand, shaping every prompt so the prefix stays stable, batching work into the cache window, is fiddly, and it's exactly the kind of housekeeping the token economy harness will handle, structuring calls so the cache always catches, and reporting your real post-cache cost rather than the sticker one. The estimator, too, will price a build assuming disciplined caching, because that's the honest number. Until then, the money is sitting there, switch caching on, put your stable context first, and stop paying full price to reread the same file 10 times. Confirm the current cash terms against your vendor's docs first. In this market, even the discounts get repriced. Sources, July 2026. Anthropic Caching and Batch, platform.claude.com/docs, fin out. OpenAI GPT 5.6 cache terms, read minus 90%, write 1.25 times, 30, min, OpenAI Help Center. Kimi/GLM cache rates, OpenRouter Kimi, docs.z.ai. Cache discounts, write costs, and lifetimes change frequently. Confirm against the vendor docs before relying on any figure here.